episode 448, October 21st, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the show, The Rob and Joe Show. It's why is it fall outside, but a sauna in our studio?
I know, man. I'm sure it has something to do with the equipment that's in here. I don't think there's anything we can do about it. I have a window open, which isn't really sustainable because, you know, we're not supposed to have any outside noise. But
what would Katie think if she walked in and we were shirtless?
She'd be disgusted.
Okay,
even by her own husband.
All right.
I'm the fattest I've ever been right now. This
I feel
month.
Like you've said that at least 10 times in the
last
5 years.
Dude, I literally have to change my lifestyle. I weigh like 200 pounds.
Well, you know, I tried to get you on Blue Apron and you canceled it immediately.
Nah, it felt like it was a scam. By the way, has this ever happened to you? Today, I got booed. Do you even know what that is, Robbie? Rob already was here when it happened. You know what getting booed means?
I think I know what it means, but obviously
he doesn't
not what I'm thinking.
Mean what you're thinking.
Wow, what is Robbie thinking?
He thinks someone booed you, like, boo.
Oh, you mean like, you suck.
Yeah, That happens all the time.
No, when you get booed, your neighbor anonymously puts a note on your door saying you've been booed, you know. It's like a chain
letter.
Well,
it's not anonymous if you know the neighbor, right?
No, that's the thing. So you don't.
Okay.
You walk up, the note's on the door, it says you've been booed, and then it has all this stuff that says, you know, you better pay it forward or whatever. And then there's a bunch of treats there for you, okay? Well, of course, I see my, it's the guy, Ryan, whose kid I yelled at for, you know, hanging
yes.
on the tree, right? And he was coming up. Now, I always talk to him. I love him, right?
Right.
So he's like, hey, we're trying to boo you. Of course, I'm like, fuck. Now I got to fucking boo somebody. But really, it's not my job. Katie's going to have to boo somebody. I don't have to do anything.
Can we decide what you put in this little boo basket?
It depends on who. But you don't go back and boo the same.
Right.
Although, the truth is that there's only two neighbors that I would boo, either the cutting board neighbor.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Perfect. Can you put a five-plated coaster in there?
I have some.
All right.
I have a five-plated coaster, but a couple of them have wolves on them. The other ones have a picture of me and Katie on them. So
that's nice.
How am I going to? You're supposed to be anonymous.
Okay, fair enough. Can you? I guess you can't put your CD in there, can you?
Yes. I don't think I have any of those anymore. Hey, when they booed us, they gave us cookies. They gave us treats for the dog.
Yeah.
They gave us marshmallow peeps, but they're ghosts instead of the peeps. And what was the other thing? It doesn't matter, but the cookies, you had one, Katie had one, I had three.
Okay. They were good. Who would you be most terrified if you gave this boo basket to one of your friends? Say, let's say Justin, Tommy, or Eric, and said, you can place the last thing in there without me knowing what it is.
I wouldn't be comfortable with any of it.
All three, you'd be terrified.
Jeez,
right?
I mean, God. Okay, so I'm going to give you the order. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay, from scariest to least scary?
Yes.
Okay.
The scariest would be Eric.
Yes.
Because it's not, is his governor, is he's the least self-aware in terms of where the line is drawn. He's the guy who pissed in the top of the
yes
that, right he's that so that's he's the
habitual line crosser.
I'm the most worried about him. The second most I would be about would be Justin. Because Tommy might think, oh, this is a cool opportunity for me to be creative. You put some weird gadget or monster in there. I got a good shot at it not being, you know, a picture.
So you're saying the most likely to put something actually cool would be Tommy.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah, but I also feel like Tommy is the darkest.
You're right. I can't say some of the things that we know he's done. But
those are usually someone he's angry at. They're not to a stranger. But he has it in him to go darker than the other two.
That's true.
Well, Justin, there, no matter what he gives them, there'll be somewhere in there a picture of his balls.
I don't care about that.
Well, I mean, that's not ideal.
Yeah, but if...
Especially if it's going to a neighbor that isn't in your inner circle of neighbors.
So I would be much more comfortable sending the people that booed me a picture of Justin's testicles than I would be of the next door neighbors.
Okay.
They seem a little more...
normal?
Naive, I guess.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know
Fair
what I mean?
Enough.
They seem to be more buttoned up.
Well, I'm not saying it would be obvious that the picture of his balls are in this gift. You'd have to look for them, but no, they'll be hidden somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. But Justin's a good gift giver, too.
He is a good gift giver.
Maybe he would bump up past the... But he is risky, too.
For Christmas, I got him in our Secret Santa, and he gave me that... Johnny Walker like gift set with like four different and the best one being Johnny Walker Blue. It's a smaller bottle, and I said I will, when I have something to celebrate this year, I will open that, and I have yet to open
it. I thought you were just drank it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, if, good. Episode 4 of Better Call Saul.
I thought about when the Nationals won the pennant.
What about the World Series?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they win the World Series, I will tip break that open.
You know what I just heard, which I can't believe?
What's that?
The Astros are the biggest favorite to win the World Series since Boston played the Rockies however many years ago. Why?
It is surprising.
They have aces, the Nats do.
I think everyone was so swept up on how they beat the Yankees with that, you know, walk-off home run versus Chapman. It just seemed...
Right. Maybe it has to do with...
Even I got swept up on that. I was like, wow. But if you think about it, I mean... You know, Tampa Bay took them to 5 games. The Yankees 6. Is it, the Nats can't keep it close?
Well, the Nats have 2 serious aces. I know they have aces too, but they're also rested.
Yeah, no, the Nats 2 aces are at least are on par with the Astros.
Yes,
2 aces.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. You just got to try to hit better than them over these next.
Yeah,
games.
Well, we'll see what happens. Speaking of Secret Santas, I had an idea for a gift that came out of our show, Murder Mystery Show. Friday night when Katie was in love with the coffee at this venue.
Yeah.
Did Robbie, but we texted about this and I guess he missed what happened.
But he knows the punchline.
He doesn't know the punchline. He just asked me before the show. I told him we'd wait until.
All right, cool. So here's what happened. And I'll bring Katie in too, but I have a lot of stories that involve her.
Well, she can
her.
Come in later.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, Katie.
Katie was very excited about this show because how great the coffee is. This is the Crofton Country Club.
Yes.
And they had coffee the last time we were there. It was excellent. And then there was coffee again. We drank it. It tasted exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the back, and Tommy's like, you want me to ask what the coffee is?
Yeah.
So I go, well, it's probably going to be like, you know, Maxwell House or Folgers or something like that. Katie's like, there's no way. There's no way that's what it is. So we bet lunch.
So she thinks it's some higher end brand.
She thinks
brand,
it's,
some
you know,
fancier.
Right, some fancy pants straight out of Guatemala that's,
right.
You know, elitely, you know,
Sumatra.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she, I'm like, nah, it's probably just something, because that would be the funniest. Not that I really thought that, because it is great coffee. Do you agree?
I like the coffee. It just seemed like coffee to me.
Mm, all right.
But anyway, I liked it, but I like coffee.
So Tommy goes and he asks. And he comes back. Robbie, you want to guess what the coffee was?
Well, I know the punchline.
Oh, okay. That's what you're asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. He does know. You're right.
It was Folgers. Yes. Folgers coffee.
I guess you knew the punchline, not the setup. My bad. So that was the big, that's the fancy coffee that Katie will now be getting for Christmas.
She clearly has expensive taste.
And I came over today and you had K-Cup Folgers.
It really has a lot less to do with the coffee than it has to do with the water temperature.
Oh, here we go.
That's the secret.
Thank you, Juan.
Like, you know.
No, I'm sure that's probably 100% true. The way it's brewed, I'm sure, has to do with why it's great. But I did take a video of myself in Walmart buying Folgers Keurig cups. And I said,
why don't you put some of those in the boo basket?
Well, that's a good idea, yeah. Man. You've ever had this before? It's gourmet.
I know a guy who's got the Folgers hookup.
You're supposed to boo somebody different. Well, actually, I guess you boo whoever you want.
I don't know.
You're supposed to not know who booed
you. I've never heard of this before. We don't do this in our neighborhood.
We used to have to get booed. Maybe your neighbors don't like you. Do you know your neighbors, by the way?
I know.
No.
No, there's the neighbors to our right. I know Lori. Remember that you had that joke you played at me when you used her name by...
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was being spied on or something. Yeah. I don't know her husband's name. And then the neighbors directly across from us, I've met them a bunch of times, and I don't remember their names. They're very nice.
But you never spend time with them.
Oh, no, never. When we had that eclipse thing, you know, he had some of those glasses you had to buy, and he let me, you know, have them to look at it. But then I didn't memorize
his name. You don't want to have neighbors as friends?
Not really. I mean, I'm not going to not be your friend if we start talking and I like you, but I don't want to seek it out.
Right.
I don't like having to make the small talk. And I mean, if I see
But
them,
I don't
I
make small talk
wait.
With my friends. I make real talk.
Well, I definitely don't want real talk either.
You don't? You and I have real talk.
No, not with my neighbors.
What if I was your neighbor?
Well, we obviously get along. We got
By
along
way,
from
I,
the second we
If
met
I was
each
your
other.
Neighbor, I'd be over a lot. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no. Yes, of course I'd like you to be my neighbor. Yes, my friend. Yes.
You think, oh, God, Joe's coming over again. Don't we spend enough time together?
But my neighbors, these neighbors also have kids. It's not like if we had a similar lifestyle, yeah. There was some single
guy. You don't know what kind of lifestyle
they I know have. They have children, and wow. I know I don't.
And I know you don't want their fucking kids over there. I can
right.
tell you that.
One time, the one neighbor's, the daughter came over because she got locked out or something, and she was amazed by our house and that it smelled really nice, and it was bigger than she thought. And Tawanda was like, I didn't realize it was that big. Then Tawanda went in their house, and she realized it's
a shoebox.
Clutter city.
I can't believe you clean. That is one thing, and then we need to do a commercial. But Katie won't allow clutter.
That's good.
So as a result, my house is immaculate, but really it's 98% her.
Yes, I believe that.
But I feel better in an uncluttered house.
No, I definitely think you're more productive and you can relax more easily. Yeah. Hopefully my brain is not uncluttered, you and I, because we actually have action tonight.
Yeah, and I even said, let's not say anything unless we win, but I guess we have
to. We don't
to.
Have to say which side we have.
Nah, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because right? Well, people are going to say what idiots we are. But by the way, the odds are you get paid based on probability, so the payoff
course.
Is great, right? Anyway,
we're talking about mybookie.ag. It's safe, it's legal sports gambling. And on your first deposit, you use the promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y. They're going to double your first deposit. Double it, R-O-B-B-Y.
So I actually sent you some money because I wanted you to make... I wanted to get in a bet on today's game.
Yeah, we're doing
and
this.
And I knew you were already set up. We might as well. Let's come clean because we're going to have to own this.
Yeah, because we're recording this Monday night, and that's when the game is. So by the time you hear this, you're going to think we're either geniuses or idiots. But we are gambling, and we are taking the Jets, the New York Jets, the pathetic New York Jets, to defeat.
Yeah, not to cover the spread.
No, to outright defeat the vaunted, undefeated Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Now, we could get, what, 9.5 points?
We could get that.
But we don't want it. We're
yeah,
not interested.
We're going for basically, we're, you know.
What's it be, 3-1?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, something like that.
So we're going for it all. We're betting the money line, what it's called. So you can do that on mybookie.ag. You can do point spread bets, obviously, parlays, not just NFL, all the major sports. And again, use promo code ROBBY and they will double your first deposit.
If the game's played tonight and the Patriots win it on a last-second field
goal. Oh.
Will you feel like you were right?
Yes.
I will, too.
I do, because what you're doing, you're saying, I think this is a game
that's winnable
that's
by
winnable.
The Jets. Right.
And look, obviously, there'd be some regret that why didn't we just take the points and take the easy victory, but you win more this way.
Yeah, or also, you know, Brady could throw 5 touchdowns or whatever.
He could.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing that could happen for our listeners is that it's 63-0 Patriots.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think what would make you the happiest. For the Jets to jump up by 35 in the first quarter so you don't sweat it? Or do you like, for example, I always say I don't like close games. But not when my money's involved. I don't care. When my team's involved, I don't like close games.
No. It's like, you know, a lot of these Nationals games, you know, pretty much are all close. And same with the Caps playoff run a couple years. It's very stressful for me to watch some of these games.
We watched a game, I believe it was Michigan-Oklahoma State. I believe that's what it was. And Oklahoma State threw in a half quarter.
This is March Madness?
Yes, a half court shot. They were down by four, and it went in, and the spread was covered, and we got the win.
That's awesome.
And there's a Michigan fan in there. We're in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Katie and I jump up. We're screaming. We're cheering. He right. won. He's right. bummed. He's yes. pissed. We're cheering.
So go to MyBookie. Again, that's MyBookie.ag. Promo code Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y.
Yeah, Bookie, I-E, Robbie, Y.
Yep.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, I know, who is it? Matt Colby says we recap the murder mystery and everything. We do the same kind of show every week. But I just have to say one thing. Oh, shout out to Bob Keller, friend of the show from South Carolina, was passing through. We met him in Las Vegas last year with Mike O'Mara Show. He and his lovely lady came to the show in Gainesville Saturday
cool.
night, bought a T-shirt, very nice guy, is pushing us for some venues in South Carolina. Who knows? Maybe we'll get there.
The Palmetto State.
I guess. I'm not smart enough. But there was a moment, you know, Eric Woodworth being shirtless, as he often is, and is one of his go-to moves is to grab some food from an audience member, you know, just right off their plate. And he takes a piece of pizza, and he pushes it, sticks it on his sweaty stomach.
Cheese side down?
Yes.
Ugh.
And then Tommy Simbazo takes it and then eats it.
Oh, the whole thing.
And well, then they shared it. They ate it like they were in love. And then afterwards, Tommy said, you know, that pizza wasn't very good.
Salty,
yes.
Wet, and hairy.
But he claimed it wasn't because of Eric. I'm like, I know. I'm pretty sure that Eric.
Well, it didn't help.
It did not help. You would never order it with Eric if you had that option.
Matt Colby doesn't want you to tell that story.
I'm sorry.
I'm not tailoring the show to what Mick Colby says. He's one guy.
I thought he had some good points, though. We it can get repetitive.
We need to play a game.
We do need some games. We do need some different things. I will do one other little story about a show that I did at the DuPont Underground right there in D.C. It's generally a younger audience. And, you know, I have noticed that is, I guess, generally my weakest audience in terms of what my material was turned into. I still consider myself relatively young acting, but, you know, some of these jokes, you don't realize it until you're around a 23-year-old that anything about marriage or stuff like that is
right.
Just so.
I remember real quick, Chip Franklin, I did a show with him, and he's probably 10 years older than us.
Right.
And he was doing a show, and I remember the punchline of the joke had the word tape deck in it. And he's like, maybe I should update that joke. That was about 15 years ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably should. So I end up had a good set. It was fine. But afterwards, I see this guy. He's you know, 20-something guy. He goes, my mom would love your jokes.
Not a compliment. So.
Yeah. And he goes, I liked them too, but my mom would really love them. And I'm like, okay, well, tell your mom I said hello. So I don't know how to take that, but it was a...
My great-great-grandmother... Yeah.
But look, if he's 23, I'm 46, that could be his mom's age. It's not crazy.
Not timeless. Do you think if you watched a Charlie Chaplin movie, you'd laugh? I guarantee you fucking wouldn't.
Of course not.
You know, if you heard Who's On First.
Those are visual jokes, and a lot of that stuff still really works. I kind of
you think if I watched him walk around with that cane falling on a banana peel, I'd laugh? I wouldn't. I need to know, Robbie.
I'm not necessarily saying you would laugh, but you would be entertained.
All right, here's what I want to know, because honestly, I've never seen a Charlie Chaplin movie. I've only seen people impersonate him. Have
right.
you?
No, never.
Okay. Tell me something I would see in a Charlie Chaplin movie that would amuse me.
It's hard to describe his visual gags. It's very hard to describe them. They're very creative. I think you don't know what you're talking about on this show.
You know what would work in a Charlie Chaplin movie? Is your pie plate closer.
Yeah, it's
no,
it's
because
timeless.
There's no talking in his movies, you guys.
There's All no right. talking. They're holding the plates with the numbers on it, Robbie. The joke works without talking.
You're right.
He has, Joe has to talk because it's not. He doesn't have people on a beach holding
me. I'm standing
these.
There. I walk by these girls. They hold up 8, 8, and 9.
Right.
That happens. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And another guy walks by and they hold up the plates and they have double digits on it. Yes.
It works seamless.
It would 100% work.
Absolutely.
It would work back in the 20s.
Yes. Timeless.
It would work now. Yes. But Robbie said, I don't know what I'm talking about, which I may not. But I'm going to watch on YouTube. I'm just going to Google Charlie Chaplin. I'm just going to watch and see if I laugh at any of that.
Do you,
not now, by the way.
Right. Do you find early SNL funny?
A lot of it I don't. Like, if you watch that Samurai whatever, right. It's not funny.
Correct.
It's not. It's just not.
If you watched an average 1982 episode of Johnny Carson, are you laughing?
You know, if Rickles is on there shitting on people, maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, there are some things. If I see Bob Newhart, I'm going to laugh. You know, but you're right. Some of that stuff is not going to, you can't take
it forward.
So
it has to be a big star like that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those guys, you think about like Jonathan Winters or some of the greatest of all time. I'm sure there's something that I would see that I'd be like, oh, that's hysterical, right? But it's tough. Even like if you watch Pryor, okay?
Yeah.
He's been ripped off, and that's not a good way to put it, because really people were just influenced by him, and he became the genre.
Yes.
So you see it, and you go, well, that's okay. I've seen that a million times. Other than the fact that it had never been done before. That's really what distinguishes it, right? But no, I'm pretty confident. Robbie said I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I don't. If I laugh, I'll laugh.
Well, is there a sitcom you liked growing up that you still would find funny today?
I'll bet the Mary Tyler Moore Show is pretty funny still. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I watched it. Used to love it. You know, MASH. I don't know. Is MASH funny? I don't know if it is or not. I mean, you watch an episode of Happy Days now, it's the fucking worst thing you ever saw in your life.
Okay. What about Night Court?
I don't.
Cheers.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have to see it. Like, for example, if you watch Sanford and Son, there's no laughs unless he's shitting on Esther.
Right.
That's it. There's no laughs.
Yes.
You wouldn't laugh one time. But when he's shitting on Esther, it's hilarious.
What about an 80s movie? What's a comedy?
Let me think.
Revenge of the Nerds.
You'd have a tough time getting through Revenge of the Nerds, right? Although there's something very satisfying about the message, right? It's a very satisfying thing where the bullies... And if you hadn't seen a whole lot of things like that, and the word nerd, I think if I'm not mistaken, the word nerd came from Happy Days.
You mean nerd came from Happy Days?
I think, Robbie, am I right about that?
I don't think they invented the word, but I think it certainly popularized it.
Here I go. Where did nerd originate from? Here we go. I'm looking it up right now.
Breaking Robin Joshua news. Nerd
you guys
news.
Wanted to know. Okay. Yeah, I'm way wrong. Okay. First documented appearance of the word nerd came from a creature in a Dr. Seuss book, If I Ran the Zoo, in which the narrator, Gerald McGrew, claims that he would collect a Nurkle, a nerd, and a seersucker too for his imaginary zoo. Mm. Yeah, but that doesn't have the same meaning, right? So let me get.
Weren't they talking about doing an updated Revenge of the Nerds movie? Or did I make that up?
I mean, it would work.
Yeah.
You could easily do that.
Do you want to recast
it? Hey, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
In here, in the etymology, it talks about the Dr. Seuss, and it's an alternate spelling. In the mid-60s, early 70s, author Philip Dick complained, blah, blah, blah. Forget that. Then the term was popularized in the 70s by its heavy use in the sitcom Happy Days.
That's what I just said.
I'm taking credit.
That's a win. Hey, and also shout out, I just mentioned Bob Keller, who literally had Facebooked me a message about passing information to a comedy club owner in Columbia, South Carolina. So we're all on the same page here.
All right, let's get it done here.
Yeah, can I talk about my Instagram interaction with a fan of the show, or more importantly, a fan of one Marcus Serta?
I knew there was one out there. I'd never found one before. But here she came. She, too.
Maybe we need Katie for this. But she had... Carol, we'll call her.
Hold on. Hey, Katie! Okay, go ahead.
She had... I believe she'd messaged me before saying, more Marcus, please.
Lou Malnati.
Yes. After he had told his story about breaking his penis in a risque, dirty sex act. So, she messages me, at the risk of sounding like the president of the Marcus Serta fan club. Screwing your partner for 45 minutes should be your goals. The reactions from Joe, Katie, and you seemed rather sad. Let Marcus be your example. And Mrs. Serta is a very lucky woman. What are those emojis? You know, I can't read emojis at the top.
Oh, no, that's an eggplant, which is it's a dick.
Oh.
Basically.
So, because apparently Marcus mentioned that that's how long they make love, and the three of us, I guess, expressed a lack of interest in that. I go, well, Katie is on record that she doesn't desire that. So is Joe supposed to go against her desires? As for me, I'm lazy, so I'm a fair game. Because she goes, and I can't help but wonder if Joe is such a terrible lover that Katie doesn't want to spend more time getting busy.
Well, I mean, let's.
Okay.
Anyway, great. So I want to, hey, I swear, wouldn't be offended. You get to say whatever you want. We're in the trust circle. Am I a horrible lover?
No.
Really, what's so great about me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I think I'm pretty good.
Well, why don't you give him a score, 1 to 10?
Okay.
Do you have an idea what she's going to say versus what she really thinks?
Well, I used to be a 10. I know that. I'm
all
not
right.
as good as
well,
I once
10
was.
Well, 10 is a lot
I'm fat
to ask
now,
for.
So that
you used
matters.
To be a 10?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wait, maybe not. She's the one who's...
Well, no, I'm saying why, like... Who told you that?
No, no, I'm saying to you I used to be a 10. I guess I wasn't.
He was a 3 to everyone else.
No, no, I mean, you're up there. You're like, I mean, you're easily a 9.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Some days you're an 8 and some days, how about this? You're an 8.5. Some days you're an 8, some days you're a 9.
I'm never a 10, though.
We'll take that.
Well, a 10? I mean, I guess I don't even know. Maybe you are a 10.
Well, so you got to have your mind open that they could get better.
Yeah, obviously,
you're
yeah.
the only person I've ever... had sex with.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
And then Carol says, I'm complacent. Shame on me. I say different strokes for different folks. All three of us will make sure to never have sex with you.
I like
yeah,
that last
line. By the way,
line.
Like, what? Like, why does she care?
Why does she care whether or not you're getting fucked for 45 minutes?
Like, I'm not asking. Hey, I'm not asking for this.
She, right? Apparently, she thinks if Joe was a better lover, you would be asking.
No, I have. There's so much TV that I want to watch.
Yeah, isn't the goal an orgasm?
I would think. Yeah, I would think that's a successful mission.
Would you rather have, Katie, this is for you. Would you rather have an orgasm at minute 4 or at minute 24?
4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seriously, and then as, people are like, all these multiple orgasms. Like, okay, well. You only need one.
There's also multiple, you know, good shows on Netflix right now, to Katie's point.
I know.
There's so much good TV. I don't need to be wasting my time.
I know I've said this before.
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant.
When I was like, she's like, oh, how was that? And I was like, well, the stuff came out. I yeah. literally, yes, I've said that a bazillion
romantic.
Times. But it is true. I've reached my apex of pleasure. I can't.
Have you reached your apex of performance?
No, clearly not, right? I'm not in the best shape of my life, but...
No, I'm saying you've already hit that.
Oh, that's gone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Way in the rear view, but...
Cool.
The point is that...
Way in the rear view.
I can't extra orgasm. You know what I mean? I either do or I don't.
No,
which I never don't. I'm
right.
a guy. It's I always do, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
sorry. Hey, what do you mean? this is who it's happening with.
I don't like...
The idea of you orgasming is disgusting.
Yeah, oh. I can understand it. But listen.
I just want to get another look at you.
That's great that she wants Katie to arrive at this pleasure that she gets from these long sexual episodes. That's
yes.
great. I don't begrudge her that. Some people want that.
She wants Marcus, apparently.
I wonder how long she's been in her relationship.
I don't know. I'm sure she's listening, so feel free to
yeah,
chime
I'd
like,
in
when I'm you hear the episode, Carol.
Yeah, and the feedback. I mean, if she's in a new relationship, sometimes those tend to be longer sessions.
Yeah.
Really? I thought they were not. Because people are just...
The excitement of
yeah,
the newness?
Yeah, like you're so into it. But
you're probably trying
I'm
harder, though.
Yeah, you're trying harder. You're,
those
yeah.
are the days.
Yeah,
yeah.
You want to put out your best foot forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to do whatever Katie wanted to do. I would do anything.
It's just a lot of work.
Yeah, but then you got to get shit out, and you got to turn shit on.
How
and,
about
you know.
Once a month? You go for it. You pull out all the stops.
I'm willing.
Listen, that sounds like a great idea, and I would sign up for it. But you know, we are so busy, right? You have to really...
You got to make time, Katie.
Well, this is one of the things that need to be a priority, right? But when she's saying busy, she's right in that, first of all, you don't want to have sex when it's, you know, it's light out, right?
Right. And a weeknight, you're tired, you're getting up early.
You want to relax, you want to get yourself in a... Then you want to, and all of a sudden, you know, it's 11 o'clock. So that's, yeah. So, I mean, we actually plan on having sex tonight. We've discussed it already. Okay, now?
Yes.
Well, now you have the bet on this game. Can you focus?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
We can just do it tomorrow. How about we do it twice, 2 days in a row?
How long has it been since we've done it 2 days in a row?
Easily a month or two.
Yeah, it's been a month or two since we pulled a back-to-backer.
Well, you've been in a wedding every freaking weekend.
I know.
Yeah, oh, man.
God, if I'm out somewhere where it requires me to stay in a hotel, I'm usually killing it, and I'm too tired at the end of the night to do anything but sleep. Do you know what I mean, Joe? Like,
that makes
we're
sense.
Always doing something. It's a concert or a wedding, or we go to a murder mystery and go out that night. Whatever it is, we just want to come back and just crash. I don't know.
So let me say this about we went to a wedding this past weekend.
This is your third Saturday
third
in a row?
In a row. Okay. And
so many.
And I don't dance unless I drink. If you get me drunk enough, I will dance.
You dance at your own wedding.
Right, but I wasn't drunk enough to really be super comfortable. But if I get really drunk, which I rarely do, I mean, you might see this once, maybe twice a year, then I'll go out and I'll do whatever and I'll show my ass or whatever's necessary in order to have a good time. I did that this past.
Is this a spend the night situation?
Well, that's funny you say that. So here's the plan. Let me start at the beginning. Katie's like, let's get an Uber.
Okay.
And me and her and her brother and his wife and her dad, Frank.
So this is a family wedding.
Aunt, right?
Yes.
And her mom, we're all going to go together. And Frank's like, no, I don't want to do it. What if I want to stay late? Now, meanwhile, if you know anything about Frank, that's never happened.
Right.
He's never wanted to stay longer than somebody else ever in history, right? Of course, what's funny is we're an hour in. He's sitting over there like he can't fucking wait to
of
leave.
Of course,
right.
Right.
But he was forced to Uber. He was forced. He did not want to do it.
All
unwilling
six of us.
Uber.
He was forced, actually, Lyft, but either way. Sure, let me give the proper...
Yeah, give Lyft
the
yeah,
give Lyft
due.
The love. I do love Lyft. Anyway, so now this wedding is in... What city was it in?
Whitehall, Maryland.
Have you ever been to Whitehall, Maryland?
I think that I have.
What happens is you go to... What's the closest city that someone would have heard of?
I feel like I've done comedy there.
Is it near Bel Air? Is it near...
I mean, it's north. It's,
anyway,
it's northwest. It's,
it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, what do you think the problem is?
They don't have Lyft or
they
Uber.
They don't fucking have this.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, this has ended, and we're sitting there with our phones out. Everybody's got... We're going to have to fucking sleep there.
Oh,
we cannot
back. There isn't a hotel, I'm guessing.
I mean, we would have to...
It was like hours.
I don't know how
we'd
get to it, right?
Right.
We don't... And we're sitting there trying to figure out, do we each hop in a single car and get to civilization? Like, how do we get out of here? All of a sudden, by the grace of God, some guy happened to be... Going where?
A party, or he was dropping people off to a party. Like,
a Lyft driver.
Like
with
15,
six seats.
Like
oh, my God.
15 miles away. It was still far away, but I put in the notes when we were all had our phones out trying to do this. I put in the notes, like, we'll tip big. And I don't know if they see that, but either way, like, 15 minutes later, he signed up, and we walked out, and he got us in. He was like, nobody's ever going to find somebody to come out here aside from you guys.
And the other thing is there was other people that had also lifted an Uber there. I don't know how they got home.
I bet they had
to stay the night.
So how long of a ride was it for him?
An hour and 15.
Yeah.
What'd you tip, $50?
Yeah, $50.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't a person. Matter of fact, I haven't even paid for that
No.
Yet.
$30. $30 there, $30 back.
Okay.
Different guy, though. But
yeah.
I haven't good. Paid. I haven't paid anything for that.
Plus whatever he gets
paid
on top of it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I paid.
Oh, good job.
I have a pretty good other wedding story. Let me tell this on the other side of the break.
All right, be right
oh,
back.
Also, can I just... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Good
no,
timing.
I just wanted to tell you that, you know, that thing that you said you had to dance because you just don't or whatever. I'm telling you right now, you never have to do that.
Good.
Ever.
I can just sit there?
Like, I wanted you to sit down every minute.
Listen, is that for real?
It is, unless it's a slow song. If it's a slow song,
I can just sit there.
You can sit there, stand there, talk, whatever. You are not required to, and I encourage you not to dance.
All right, sure, cool.
So
done.
You don't like fast dancing with your husband?
She wasn't involved.
No.
I was dancing with Nanny. I'm dancing to the song Hey Ya.
Yes, good song.
It's me and her grandmother.
Of course.
And of course, I'm making a fool out of myself. But I really only want to do this for maybe 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, song's not 60 seconds long.
Oh, no, of course not.
The song's about 240 seconds long. So I'm literally, and I run out of moves. I know that. I run out of moves. But yeah, I went all the way to the very, very end of the song. Wasn't thrilled with it, but I did what I was supposed to.
I once went to a Prince concert with my buddy Francis Murtaugh at the, it might have been the Capitol Center or MCI, whatever. And at one point he sat down and I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "I ran out of moves." He was done for the night. And that was about 10 minutes into the concert. All right, Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it, $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
right? You get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And how, yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So the only time you want to fast dance with Joe is when we're doing the newly dead game murder mystery.
That's right. Hey, let me tell you another story about a wedding I went to.
Another wedding?
Friend Erica, her brother got married.
Oh, that's right. Because last week we did the chat show.
Couldn't tell
this
story.
This was the story. Okay, good.
So they had one of these fancy pants outhouses. I don't know. What do you call them? Porta pots? Whatever.
Yeah, they're
bathrooms.
Like portable bathrooms.
But it's portable, but they're nice.
Right.
Like they have
right.
like porcelain
they're
sinks. Yeah, yeah, shit like that. So it's man, women, woman, right? One
okay.
men's room, two women's room. And I walk up, and there's not really a line. There's a couple people that are sitting there talking. I'm like, you guys in line? This lady, who's probably maybe 10 years older than me, goes, "Yeah, my father's in this bathroom."
Okay. So he's got to be pretty old.
Right. I go, okay. I go, all right. She goes, "Do you want to go in one of those bathrooms? I'll watch." Like, watch it. She's not going to watch
right.
the bathroom. You know what I mean?
To make sure a woman doesn't come in.
Right. I go, and there's nobody else there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I go, nah, it's fine. It's not that urgent. So I wait. Meanwhile, now the other guys, it's just me and her.
Right.
We're just standing there, you know.
It's awkward.
How do you, not necessarily, but, you know, she has to get her old father out of this bathroom. I obviously have to go to the bathroom, right? So finally I'm like, yeah, can you just keep an eye out for that? She's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Does this sound right? It's man, woman, woman. I go to the furthest ladies' room. I don't know why, but I did. Right? I went to if the men's room is all the way to the left, I went to the women's room all the way to the right.
The farthest from where the woman was watching.
Exactly, right?
Okay. That was probably a weird choice.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, I open up the door. I've never smelled anything worse. It's the fucking worst smelling bathroom I've ever. And I always would imagine that men are smellier.
I think you think that. I'm not sure if there's any scientific evidence of that.
It was fucking disgusting, okay? It was, I'm not going to do a good enough job painting the picture of the paint that was being taken off the walls, but it was
Were you holding your breath? Were you?
I was almost like, God, if I breathe in, is this going to be in my lungs?
Is this,
it was so horrible, right? Now I have to go because I've been holding it, and I've been holding it even longer,
right?
It's a
one or two situation.
Just a one,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So I start going. All of a sudden, as soon as I start hearing this like commotion. Dad, are you okay in there? Now all of a sudden, she's involved in whatever this is.
Your watch person.
There's no one watching. I can't escalate the time. I can't speed this up.
Yeah.
So I'm literally pushing his heart, but it doesn't matter. It's going to take 30 to 45 seconds or whatever. I got to get to the end of this.
Yeah.
I finally finish, zip up, wash my hands, open up the door. There's three women in line. This other lady is nowhere to fucking be found. And I am walking out of the women's room. By the way, just if I'm walking out of the women's room, it's embarrassing.
Right.
But I'm walking out, and it fucking smells like somebody fucking rubbed shit on the walls in this place.
Did you say anything?
I didn't say a fucking word.
Did you consider saying
I didn't,
that wasn't me?
I literally put my head down, and I fucking walked right out of there. I didn't say a word to anybody. I walked right by him. But I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you that whoever was the next person in line, as soon as they walked into there, they might have walked right out. As far, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're 100% thinking that's that
but
fucking guy.
If they didn't, they're at their table saying, that fucking guy right there? And they're pointing at me.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what he did. Meanwhile, it's this lady's fault.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in line at a bathroom situation, maybe like on an airplane, where the person is in there too long and you decide you don't want to be next? And you just
no.
like... I've done that where I just, you know, I'm just stretching my legs because I know what if they're in there that long, I know what's happening.
I hate the bathroom on the airplane.
Oh, well, it's horrible.
Because, you know, I'm never, if Katie's in charge, we're in good shape. But if it's up to me, I'm always in the middle of the, you know, middle of the plane tops, right?
Yeah.
And I always like to sit on the end because I don't want to bother people when I get up and I'm going to get up.
Right.
Right. I'm going to get up. So you watch to see. When it becomes available.
There's an opening.
And I'm telling you, 50% of the time, as soon as you get up, somebody in an earlier row gets
right.
up. And then you're not allowed to stand up there. You ever hear them say that?
Oh, I always stand over there.
Oh, I thought they were like, you're not allowed to stand here.
Well, I'm on a lot of longer flights for them. I think they expect you to stretch
I'm
your
not
legs.
Going to Korea.
Right.
I'm going to Richmond or whatever. Right.
How is it possible that airplane bathrooms are still so horrible? Like, they couldn't give us an extra foot of anything. Over the last however many years, 20 years?
You're right.
I'm sure whatever technology advancements they've made in the aeronautics, space hasn't seemed to really...
Yeah, but I can watch live TV most of the time and be on my phone talking to people, but they can't give me any upgrades.
No, that's
when
what I'm
it comes
saying.
To a bathroom.
You're
100% right.
correct. In terms of our comfort, nothing's improved. It's exact same as when I was in
oh,
the fifth
I don't
grade.
Think, I don't disagree. I think this the chairs are better.
They are?
They're more comfortable.
Oh, no, you've got a screen. You've got, you know.
Well, yeah. No, that's different. I'm talking about comfort. The chairs can't be that much better.
Oh,
you
I don't know
why?
I disagree with you,
because every once in a while, I look down, there'll be an ashtray. So how the fuck old is that?
Well, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a scary plane to be on.
That's a Spirit Airlines.
But I think if you were sitting, if you just come to, you have a time machine and you hit it and you come to an airplane bathroom, you can't guess what year it is.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you can't if somebody's in there smoking.
Yeah, you know what? I did. I heard you say something. You said you're like peeing for 45 seconds. This is a really long time.
Right.
Should you get your prostate checked?
No, I'm in good shape. But if I'm
You should
holding
get a check, though.
Yeah,
45
of course.
Seconds to pee?
Hear me out. If I'm, and you know I don't pee for 45 seconds. You hear me peeing, but... If I'm holding it forever,
yeah,
waiting for
which you were in this situation,
Arthur to get out of there, and all of a sudden, yeah, sometimes that's a little bit longer. One
What's
time,
the average pee time?
Can I tell you something? One time,
it's got to be 20 seconds, right?
I was in Ocean City.
This is how often you should pee,
and it's one of those times when I was in. Matter of fact, I know exactly what year it was. I had just graduated from college,
ugh.
So it was 1991. Okay.
I was 1 year old.
You weren't even one yet. You were just months old at the time, right? Well, actually, maybe you were if it was February.
21 seconds average time.
How about that? You didn't give me that? It's way better than whatever you found with your stupid...
That's pretty good. Nerd.
Good job.
Nerd thing.
So I remember, because when back then, everybody sleeps in a two-bedroom, you know, condo or whatever, and there's 8 people or 9 people in there, right?
Right.
And Dave Clark, that's the name of this guy. I remember I was laying in bed... And it's probably like 7 in the morning or something like that. Back then is when you sleep till noon, you know. But mm-hmm. I'm laying there, and he goes into the bathroom. And it's like, it went on. It went on and went on and went on and went on and went on. And I even remember the next morning, it was Tony Otero.
Yeah.
Right? I go, did you hear Dave P? He goes, yes. We both heard it. It was like literally, I thought it might have been a minute and a half. I'm like, how? That's pretty impressive that he's able to. First of all, I could never possibly hold it that long.
They say an average person, this isn't a very good scale, may urinate anywhere from 4 to 10 times a day.
Well, that doesn't seem like an average.
The average amount is usually between 6 and 7 times in a 24-hour period.
I think that's what I do.
I think it all depends.
I think 6 is about right for me.
Yeah, you drink so much coffee.
I do drink a lot of coffee. Can I
tell Folgers?
I just bought Folgers for Katie. Can I tell you one more story about this wedding?
You can. You can tell two more if they're good.
The new cool thing is for bridesmaids is for them not all to have matching dresses.
Oh, my God.
The new cool thing is for them to have a color and a sort of a style, basically, and then you go pick your own dress.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you tell this to me or did you tell it on the air? I can't remember.
I didn't tell it on the air yet.
Okay.
So, the bridesmaids wore blush. Is that correct? It's like almost like a lavender type of a color. Is that what they wore?
Me?
No, at Charlie and Kim's wedding.
Yeah, it was like different shades of purple.
Yeah, like a lavender purple kind of a thing. Anyway, no, it wasn't lavender. It was more purple. Anyway,
like an eggplant.
Okay. There you go. So, we're at the table. And you know me, trying to make friends or whatever. There's a girl there. She was in the wedding. She's wearing her eggplant colored dress or whatever. Yep. And I go, hey, you did a good job up there, right? Just being hilarious, but also, you know, she goes, I wasn't in the wedding.
Yeah.
Now, apparently she was already uncomfortable that she had worn a dress the colors of the bridesmaids. She's already was self-conscious about it.
And now you've super highlighted
it. I've made it absolutely. By the way, you know what she said to me after that?
What's nothing?
Nothing. She never fucking said another word to me.
It's like,
all night. She never said another word.
You got a Larry David in you.
By the way, this table is only like 8 of us.
Right.
Right? It's me and Katie, 2 people that we know that are friends of our friend Erica. Erica and her sister, Summer, who I mentioned.
Who were both in the wedding.
Who were both in the wedding. Mm-hmm. And then that guy, the girl, was the girlfriend of Erica's brother. So like I wanted her to like me.
Of course.
But no, I've insulted her the moment. And I was trying to be charming.
Sometimes you just don't even try, Jerry.
I can't help it.
You can't. You really can't. Any bad best man speeches?
No, actually excellent.
Oh, you know what? I did love the maid of honor speech at the wedding we went to this past weekend. They did like a slam poetry thing with a drum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And everybody had to snap. It was very cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
It went on too long. But other than that, I liked it.
It went on for 12 minutes.
It was as long as Dave Clark's
Do you have to critique the, like everything?
Well, yes. That's what we're doing, right?
That's what we do.
I will say that the same guy who married Katie and I also married her
Uncle
cousin.
Pat?
Yeah, Uncle Pat. Mm-hmm. And he got to me. They got me.
Oh, with his...
Yeah.
Did he use some of the same... Same lines, or do you up his game?
How about that I was mentioned during the ceremony?
Joe Robinson.
That's
why
my last name wasn't mentioned, but I was mentioned.
98 Rocks,
so
Joe
was Katie,
Robinson.
Of course, but yes. I was mentioned.
What if you were mentioned, but Katie was?
Yeah, it was Joe and, oh, shit, it'll come to me.
Hey, can I tell you that a girl that was at the wedding, a friend of ours, said that a bunch of the guys that were, like, in the wedding, like, were, like, all excited that you were there.
Oh, you're a celebrity.
Yes, that's right. Very big deal. Actually, somebody did, forgot all about this. Katie doesn't even know this. There's a guy, he comes up to me. His name was Ron.
Okay.
He goes, hey, you're Joe Robinson. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, man, I'm a big 98 Rock fan, blah, blah, blah. I've been listening. I love you, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I go, oh, man, that's very cool, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that. He goes, yeah, we have you on at work, and there's this one guy. Every time you come on, he goes, oh, I fucking hate that guy. I go, well, yeah, you can't be all things to all people. What the fuck am I supposed to say, right?
We had some people at Crofton that came out that were fans of 98 Rock that came to see our show. The Green Beret guy was named Gummy or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That huge dude.
You know what else I fucked up? So,
oh, no.
There was a guy that was a huge Robin Joe fan and 98 Rock fan. Remember those two couples that were sitting at the table to the far right of the stage?
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, hey, and he goes, oh, I really wish I saw Justin. I said, you know what? I'll take care of you. I'll give you tickets to the Magoobie show.
Yeah.
And then he wrote his name down, and I took that piece of paper and I threw it right in the garbage. I forgot.
So but if now, he's listening, tell him to just...
If you're listening, reach out to me. I'll remember the name because it was...
Okay.
Anyway, but...
Should I just give him my phone number on the air?
Yeah, definitely do that. No, but so that's... But what I think I'm going to do is go walk the line.
Yeah.
And see if I can't
You'll
find
recognize
him.
Him.
Yeah, I'll definitely recognize him. Okay. Yeah, see if that's I can't find idea. Him. I feel bad about that. But if he is listening... And he hears this. There are no tickets for you, sir. So please don't come. No. Well, what happened is I got the email address of the people that won the contest.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I have this. And I had this other. And I just, not even thinking, I threw it away. And then when I got here, I'm like, oh, fuck.
We had a particularly nice, dirty, funny winning team name in Gainesville Saturday night.
What was
it? I had never heard this little pun. William Shatnerface.
Ah, oh, that's great.
Yeah. And it was the winner, so I'm pretty sure it did win. Yeah.
Oh,
but I didn't
good.
Get it at first, and everyone was laughing at me. I was like, oh, wow, okay. Touche.
Oh, you didn't use it, William Shatner face.
Yes.
I said, see,
right.
So, oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So everybody's laughing, and then it occurred to you?
Yes. And then I realized this is funnier. Oh, and then I gave it another once over.
And that's great, but do you know why that's actually a double entendre? Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, you know that the mask of Michael Myers is a mold of William Shatner's
uh-huh.
face. So
well, that's
that's
why they wrote it. It's not something they've made up. They heard it online before.
William Shatner face.
It still counts.
I know, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah.
We had another one, Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good, but it ain't no William
we
Shatner face.
We have one
face.
Of those we have had one of those every year.
Yeah, we have, and we've also, by the way.
Now I sound like Joe. I'm just shitting on all these funny names.
At Crofton, three people had the name Par for the Corpse.
Yes.
Three. Yeah. So I, actually, let me fix it for you. I put Par for the Corpse is a fucking horrible name. Something, whatever I
yes.
said, then I drew a picture of a dick or whatever.
You made it better.
And made it better, and then it ended up making the finals. Of course, I was the one that chose, but that's probably why.
Yeah. A woman had it said Great Minds Drink Alike. And I go, oh, that could be on a T-shirt. She takes her arms, and it's on her friggin' shirt. And I'm like, okay, I'm an
Did
idiot.
You buy it from her for
yeah,
$20?
Yeah, I bought it right off her back. Yes. all right, let's wrap this up. Robbie, anything new in your world?
No.
All right.
Good,
good
awesome.
Talk.
We're going to be at Magoobies on Sunday. That's going to be a great show. It's
absolutely.
Going to be, it's going to be pretty crowded.
All my girlfriends are coming.
Oh, they are?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, fuck
I'm excited.
Yeah. Rob's going to be on 98 Rock Tuesday. You're going to have already heard him when this show comes out. I'm going to be on Thursday. We're definitely going to be talking murder mystery.
Yes. And then Halloween night at the DC Improv, October 31st. We'll hope to see you at either one of those shows. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.